no matter what the industry said, USDA told us this is the direction we're going. We are going to update this rule. We are going to change some of the particulars around our traceability requirements. They told us that a couple years ago at this point. And so NCBA got a whole host of folks together from the industry in a working group to talk about what do we want that final rule to look like. I think there were mixed opinions, to be honest, as we often come across in our policy process. You know, when you get folks from all 50 states and all different segments of the supply chain in the same room to talk about an issue, you're going to have some different opinions. That's the beauty of our grassroots process. But, you know, we had some producers who really wanted to be very clear that they wanted this to be a voluntary measure. We had some folks who disagreed with that and said, if we don't make it, you know, across the board, what's the value of having it at all? There were different opinions in that process. Where our national policy came down, though, ultimately, is that we advocated for a nationally significant system. We did not make any specifications about voluntary or otherwise, but we conveyed to APHIS the really important, critical need to not make this another regulatory burden on producers. I think that's really where our focus ended up going, is how can we make this as least burdensome to producers as possible. Data privacy is a massive piece of that. We fought really hard to make sure that any information transmitted from these tags is going to be, you know, not publicly available, not available to folks who don't have the best interests of the industry at heart. And the other piece of that is cost. Obviously, it costs money to put an EID tag in a cow's ear. And so we wanted to make sure that there was going to be federal money available to help offset that cost to cow-calf producers across the country. Those two pieces, data privacy, costs for tags and offsetting that burden on producers, and again, making sure that we can respond to a disease outbreak quickly, efficiently, really, really rapidly so that we can get folks on the road again and get cattle moving again. Those were our key priorities in this, and I think APHIS took a lot of those to heart.